Hello, 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 everybody, and happy Saturday. Welcome to The Know, the KNOWBS dual show. We're so excited that you guys are here with us. Please do us a favor as you guys come in. Please share this love, share this live, chime in, and let us know that you are here. We have an excellent experience for you guys, and sit back and relax because the experience starts now. You're muted, beloved.
Yes, I am.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. We're excited about
this. Yes, happy Saturday. How are you this evening?
Good. I am well. How are you?
Are you warm?
Yes.
Okay. I was worried. I truly was worried. I'm glad you're warm now.
Took a while.
Yeah,
it's just not heat. It ain't working. It ain't. Lord, why am I still cold? I was standing over the heater like.
No, how about I was looking at you like this? Are you good? I'm looking at you like this. You good?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay.
I am good.
Every word. I'm like, why is she still cold?
Well, because everything in my home is hardwood.
Okay.
So it's free, no matter what, it's still going to be like cold. It never really heats up. Unless the wonderful neighbor downstairs decides to be home and turn on her heat because the heat rises, then my floor is warm. But if she not home, no ma'am.
Gotcha. But it's understood. Like, you know, it's warm. It can be warm. I guess, it has a lot to do with my temperature as well, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm usually okay. It's like, I guess as long as my feet are warm, it's like my body is okay. If my feet is cold, we got a problem. It's like my whole body's just distorted. And I guess it has something to do with the fact that, like, they say everything is rotated by your feet, comes from your feet.
Your feet and your head.
Yeah, like if you get sick, you can hit something on your foot that would help, you know, with your body, your posture, your blood flow, your pressure, your stress level.
Yep.
That's why good foot massage is so good.
Woo. So good. Because it's the pressure points. They have those pressure you know, they have those pressure points there. And it's even in your hand, too, certain pressure points. So definitely. So everybody, before we even go any further, we want to welcome everyone that was chiming in. Welcome to the No BS Duo Show. We are here and we are so happy. So I guess I can just go ahead and just.
Yes. Can we have a welcome word of hospitality
department? Yeah, please? I would just welcome everyone. I would just welcome everyone. And listen, as you guys are coming in, please, please, please check in and just say hello to us. We want you guys to know that we are streaming live right now on all of our YouTube channels. So no matter which YouTube channel you are coming in under, we are there. So say hello to us. If you are coming in under social media, we are there under three different settings. You guys are on the No, that is the KNOW BS Duo Show. You're also coming in under the Sister Chat. So hello. If you are coming in under the Sister Chat, please allow StreamYard to display your name. We don't want to call you a Facebook user. And of course, to all of the vibe tenders that's coming in from the V-Spot, cheers to you guys. And thank you guys so, so much for coming in. After this, please go ahead and check out our podcast. We're streaming on all major podcast stations and a lot of the literal ones too, okay? That is tkbsdsproductions.com. And don't forget, right now, live, uncut, and unmute, we are on our.com. That's right, guys. We have a .com. Don't forget, tkbsdsproductions.com. So welcome in. We hope you guys are warm. We have a great experience for you guys. So come on in.
Don't you just love her? That's why we just love her. Because she just get all the points. So you can't never say you don't know who we are. And if we gave you too much information, remember, Google is our best friend. All you have to do is just type in our name and you can find us anywhere is comfortable for you. We try to make it comfortable because we know a lot of you don't want to get off and get on and get on and get off. And if you're having a problem getting on, let us know so that we can make sure we get it right and tight just for you. So when you go to the .com, make sure you go to the button that says live on the top browser and drop down into programming. And not only will you see the current show running current now, you will also be able to see the other ones as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So, yeah, so you got to forgive us today, y'all. We're like a little beside ourselves and caught in our emotions. And that explains why the topic was so heavy today on the question of when do we stop saying it's not our problem? And when do you step up? But can you do it without lights? I think that's a mouthful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess
we might want to put that topic across the bottom of the screen so people can know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that too, because it's very important that a lot of people say they want to help, but they want something in return, or they say they want to help, but then got to show somebody else I'm helping. But then if that's the case, are you really helping?
No, you're not.
No, and you're then not. Some people don't even want to help because they said that's not my problem. That's not my issue. But when it hits home close to you because you didn't make a move, now it is your problem. Do you see the counter reaction with that?
Yeah. And you want to know what? And I know that this is not what we are talking about, but is anyone watching, Sean, are you watching Women of the Movement, the Emmett Till story?
I just found out about it.
Okay.
Believe it or not, so, I just found out about it.
But they are currently on episode 3. I'm not so sure how many episodes it's going to be, but Emmett Till's mom made a statement when she was speaking, you know, to some of the people. And she said, you know, normally with what was going on in the South, I would say it's not my problem. That's their problem. But when the lynching and the killing happened to her son, it was then completely different. Then she wanted the help. Then she wanted to say, how can we, you know, help? How can we do some things? Because it personally hit home. But when she said that, or, you know, I'm not too sure if those were her exact words. I don't know if they had recordings. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what happened in reference to that. But when she said, when things like that happen in the South, I would say, that's not my problem. And when things like that, but what we're going to speak about, guys, when things like that happen, a lot of people say, that's not my problem, until it hits home and you are the one that is in need of assistance. Then we want the empathy. Then we want the compassion. Then we want everyone to stop what it is that they're doing and come to our aid. But we did not do the same for someone else.
I almost heard your preaching voice stop up out of there just a minute. I really did. And if you notice at the bottom, we're saying to please like and love and share the live. The reason why we're doing it is not because we want to be seen or heard. We're actually making a call to action, especially tonight. Because after this experience tonight, after we explain and expound why this question or how this question came to be, you are going to be able to play a part too.
But here's the thing, with this and this specific thing, we want to be seen and we want to be heard, because this is something that we're not saying is not my problem until it becomes our problem.
Right. And we need to stop waiting for something to happen before we make a move. So Riri just walked in the room. Can we bring her in?
Yes. Hey, cousin.
Hey, Riri.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How you doing? I don't know. Can she hear us?
I'm not too sure. She may be frozen.
I think she's a little frozen. But we're going to let her go ahead and get herself together as we continue to speak about. There you go. There she go. Is she there now?
No. You're still freezing, cousin.
She's making a nice face, at least when she.
Yeah, plays. I know the face is gorgeous. If you guys are watching,
and the poses, and the frozen poses. That's why I always say, when we at least know there's a possibility we're freezing, at least keep a smile on, so we'll be freezing, you know, or something, you know.
At least.
So yeah, she's still frozen. We're gonna go ahead and bring her back out and let her come back in, and then we'll try it again. So, as we were saying. Yeah, don't let's start not moving based on, you know, proactively working. You know, you only act on right now. Can we start something in advance and keep it moving?
Yeah.
So some of you might say, well, can y'all move on to what this is all about? So I want to let Val tell you what happened today and how did today come about?
Okay. So ever since I started ministry, I want to say big up to my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Paul Umberg Jr. of Victory Outreach Ministries. I was afforded the opportunity of being with a outreach church, which means that we do that. We provide outreach. So, you know, I've always helped and I've always wanted to do something to help someone else. I've always been a servant at heart. And I, you know, one of the young ladies at my job, she just started working at my job. And, you know, she was telling me about some of the things that she did and, you know, how she went out to feed the homeless and things of that nature, the less fortunate, how she went out, you know, to feed them. And she did it, you know, amongst the Christmas holiday and, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday. And I said, oh, you know what? I said, okay, fine. You know, and I think we're all good for doing this here in the production. We just throw each other and stuff. So I'm like, oh yeah, you know, but my family, I did not want her to know that, for one, that we were backing with a virtual radio station, because I wanted her to know that it was sincere and that it was coming from the heart. I didn't want her to think that we wanted to, just get a photo opportunity or it was just something to bulk up, you know, the radio station or promote more things on the radio station. So I said, you know, let us help you. You know, what can we do? How can we be of assistance? So guys, we went to an area. If you're in Philadelphia, there's a certain area down Kansas and Allegheny that is called Tent City. Why is it called Tent City? I'm glad you asked. Because people live in tents. They live in tents. They are underneath the L. It's an underpopulated area where most of the drug addicts are located, where most of the mentally challenged people are located, and they're just swarming the streets. At any given time, you can go down to Tent City and you can see over 150 of, you know, the non, the less fortunate being there. So we were able to go to Tent City today, and we were able to spread love and cheer, and we were able to feed 80 of the individuals that were there. Now, were there more? Yes, there maybe was even more, hundreds more that came before we left. But we were able to physically speak to, provide a nice meal, something hot, as well as gloves, scarves, gloves, hats, and hot hands for them, because it is extremely, extremely cold. And I just want to say thank you so much to, first, the TKBSDS Productions family for coming along and just being there with me. And secondly, to the young ladies here that I literally just met, just allowing us to be able to be a blessing. And her organization is called Taking Our Children Back. And what does that mean? She has an organization that helps the transition from foster care to living on your own. So she does a lot in the community. She's out there. She is present. And it was just awesome for us to be able to just go out there and just shed some hope among the hopeless. So that is what we're talking about today. You're muted, Sean.
Yeah. You know, y'all gonna have to excuse me today because I'm really caught up in my feelings about this situation, because while we was there, you know how you all of a sudden you end up doing something or trapped somewhere and you don't know why you're there or how you got there. So when I was there, two out of the ordinary things happened that kind of like left me with the, what was that? So first of all, I'm a West Philly girl. I know nothing about outside of West Philly unless it's a famous food place.
Well, you can find it.
Right. I'm going to find it. I'm going to know something. Or I have crossed the, you know, the lines and I found something. And you could be living in a land for years and never know what it is. So I'm about to put myself out there and make myself look real bad, because one of the main streets, I had no idea was the name of the street. So that's why I kept passing it. That was one. Two, my phone died. It was like everything that could have went wrong was going wrong. I had a wardrobe mishap. What I wanted to put on that wasn't working, I had to put something else on, but then found out that was a skirt and not the shirt. Then I found something else. And then I finally got in the car. Now I'm riding around, but I'm hitting all these crazy streets that's not the street, a street. Then I finally come up on a street that kind of put me directly in front of them without even knowing it. But what was funny was I rolled down the window and I'm looking out. Not that I really need to roll down the window, but I'm looking out and I said, I'm on the phone. Phone is on speaker. And I said, Val, where are y'all? And she said, we're right here. I said, well, are you in front of? And I named this building. She says, no. Out of nowhere, this lady came with a cup of coffee or something, cup was in her hand. And she pointed across the street. She's a real elderly lady. And she pointed across the street. So then when I look back for the lady, I'm like, well, where did she go? Because Val said, here I am. And it was like, okay, where did that lady go that just told me you was across the street? So I'm like, okay, let me just keep going. So then I get there and I can't fit in the parking spot. Then I can't fit in the parking spot. And I finally found one. And so I parked there. After I parked there, I got blocked in but didn't know it. But nevertheless, we walked around and we're not walking around because the people were coming to the table and they would come up to the table and we were able to give them their grab bags. But this one particular individual really stuck. It was a couple of them that really stuck out to me that really made me really look and be so grateful for what I have. You know, the song says, just be grateful for what you got. You may not have it at all.
Yeah.
But remember, you still stand tall.
Yeah.
And I believe a lot of us forgot and we're not standing tall instead of we complaining about what we don't have. We're not being grateful for what we have and just not saying that we're settling, but we're where we're supposed to be and embracing it and awaiting for our moment. For whatever's going to happen according to God's will and our works. Because some of y'all don't understand. Y'all only going to move once you do what you need to do. And once you knew what you need to do, then you'll be able to move. But some of y'all stagnant. Y'all ain't moving. I just said something to somebody. Somebody's only moving because they want the benefit to come to them. It don't work like that. You're not here for your entertaining purposes. You're here for his glory and purpose. Everything about us is here for a reason. It had to happen, and it happened for a reason. And I came across this gentleman. One of these gentlemen, his nose was red. And mind you, we was cold out there. Poor Val was freezing. And I was like, well, I'm not cold. You all right?
Listen, we were out there waiting. You know, we were waiting. So I've been out there a lot, you know, longer than, you know, than you were. So after being out there for about 35 minutes, I'm freezing. You know, in the beginning, I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine. I got my gloves on. I got my hat on. I got this big old fur. You know, I have on these tights with the fur on the inside and jeans and, you know, a sweater and two shirts and thick socks. And I'm like, I'm good, right? But after about 35 minutes, I'm like, God. So I can't even imagine being out there all day, all night, with like no heat in sight. I can't imagine that. Because after 35 minutes, I was like, ooh. And the cold makes me, TMI, the cold makes me have to go to the restroom. So then I'm like, there's no bathrooms around. Oh, okay. So
let's, no porta potties, guys. No porta potties.
Let's do this. Now I'm like, okay, let's do this because I have to get back in the warm so my body temperature can kind of like level up. But I just, at that precise moment, I said, God, I thank you.
Yeah, that part.
I thank you for whatever it is that I have. I thank you for the key to my home. I thank you for being able to walk into some warmth and some heat. I thank you for, you know, the hot meals that I'm able to prepare on, you know, a daily basis, because these are things that Tent City, the people inside of Tent City or the people around Tent City, this is what they're associated with. They don't know when they're going to get their next meal. And yes, there is a shelter, because I know there's going to be someone who's thinking, ah, there is a shelter. But guys, remember, and you guys might not know, for 14 years, I was a drug and alcohol intake worker. So I dealt with one to the next. Hi, Shay. Shay Royale is here. That's my bestie. Hi,
hello.
Bestie. So, for that many amount of years, I dealt with the drug and alcohol, the infested community. I fought to get them into detoxes and rehabs. I fought to get them into recovery houses. I fought to get them into, you know, these halfway houses and things like that. And when asked, why don't you go into a shelter? Do you want to know why they don't go into shelters, Sean?
Yes,
because for one, they can't take their house. Their houses is their clothes. They're pushing carts. They have mounds and mounds of clothing, and they cannot take that stuff. So because they cannot take that stuff with them, they're like, well, where am I going to leave? If I go into the shelter and I don't take my clothes, I have nothing. They wear their clothing. They wear their precious items. They don't want to go into the shelter because they say, well, I have to watch my back in there. As bad as the streets are, guys, they don't want to go into the shelter system. Hi, Anthony. Thank you so much for coming in. As bad as it is, they don't want to go into the shelters because if they go into the shelter system, then they got to watch their back. They're constantly fighting. They don't have the money to provide for the shelter system. They say that it's dirty. Yeah, I know people may say, well, you're living in a tent on the street, but it's theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
So they refuse to
taking their stuff. Mm-hmm. And if they leave their stuff, two things can happen. Somebody else can walk up and take their stuff, or somebody can throw their stuff in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their thing. That's all they have.
That's all they have. They're like, I have absolutely nothing. So I'll fight to stay on the streets. I'll fight to stay in the cold because all I have right now is the clothes on my back and this shopping cart that I took from Save a Lot.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But you know, it was two particular, really three particular people that stood out to me while I was there. One gentleman was there. He was scratched up. You could see the red marks, and his nose was like redder than Rudolph. And he was trying to wipe. And the first thing you know what I thought of, the virus. And I'm like, let's just say he has the virus and he out here in this cold. How is he fighting that? How is he dealing with that? And no place to go or eat or clothes. He didn't even have a mask. And I just that immediately, that's where I went. Now, it not very well could have been that he just was like that because it was cold outside, because it really was cold.
And yeah, where it was 17 degrees today.
Right. And where they are, there was nothing to block the wind. It was wide open. We was on G Street. So the other gentleman was trying to walk to me as I was walking to him to give him the bags. And he couldn't walk straight to save him. And he was trying to walk fast to get to me. And he was just going in circles. Like he couldn't get to me fast enough. And you could see he was trying to walk straight to get to me. But he just kept like drifting and drifting. And you could see he was struggling. That hit my heartstrings. Then I walked across the street and I seen this one guy. He just kept scratching. And then he kept running in circles and like jogging in circles, like working out. So I gave him the bag and he said, thank you. And he said, break. And then he grabbed the bag like it was a football and started running slow and pace. Like he was ready to play the game. Like he was literally playing the game. Then he said, break. And he put his food in front of him and stood there. Then he said, break, and ran into this area where it was like a closed gate. Like it probably was behind an old store.
Yeah.
And he went into the corner of it and he looked in the bag and he rolled it back up and he said, break. And then he ran back out and he ran in a circle. And he grabbed the bag again. And he ran all the way in the bag and then cocked the squat and started eating. And I was like, wow, is this his routine to eat? Every time he eat, do he have to go through this routine? And all I said is worried about is, how am I going to get out of my car if it's too cold because I got the sciatic nerve and once the air hit it, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get across the street. Here, this guy's trying to figure out how he can walk straight line to get across the street. Here's one guy trying to get out of his head that he's not playing the game and go eat. That just really took something from me. And at that point, it was like I knew we had to do something. And one of the somethings was Rhea's back here. So, hey, Rhea. And it was just so much that was going on. So, finally, we got everything done, right, Val? It was time to go home. And I got stuck in the car, blocked in, and couldn't get out. And I'm like, why am I stuck here? So, while I'm stuck here, and I'm waiting for the, you know, somebody to come in, move their car, which was double parked. And I'm looking and looking and looking. And looking, you start seeing more things. And seeing more things. And this is how we came up with this tonight, from observation. And once it was bloomed into what we had to do, finally the person came out of nowhere. It was like, this is their car. They was going to move their car. I don't know where the guy came from. And I was like, okay, this is twice already now. Come on, what's going on here? Are you telling me something? So that's why we're here tonight, to tell you something. When are you going to do the same thing? So go ahead, Reed. We've been talking. You have something to say?
No, I was just enjoying the conversation. Hello, everybody.
So let me tell you how she was enjoying the conversation. She almost showed me up last night, y'all. I had to pull out my skills. So we had to make our 70 sandwiches. So we made our 70 sandwiches. And we went to the supermarket. We got the bread and the cheese and the meats and everything. We're going to put these 70 sandwiches together. So I'm like, all right, this going to be a while, right? But I knew we was going to do, you know, put everything together. We was going to make it like a little, you know, a little section. You got the cheese. I got the bread. You got the meat. We going to do this thing, right? This chick, she was like flip, dip, 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 flip, dip, 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 flip, dip, dip, dip.
Well, I mean, you have to understand that she is a cheer mom. So, and being a cheer mom, they have to put things together on the go. These kids, they're going from East Jublip to West Jublip. You got to eat. We got to put this together. So, you know, she was just like, let's just make this happen.
Hey, Shay.
She was just making it a big to-do, like, put the bread here, and I'm going to then pass it to you while you put the meat on, then pass it to the next person for the cheese. Like, nobody got time for that. It's like, just make the sandwich. Your meat, your cheese. This is my bread. And we're just going to make these sandwiches. Like, just put them in the bags. Like, what we want to do is, like, she had to try to plan it out. Like, it's not a plan. Just do it. Just.
She tried to make an assembly line.
Yes, I was making an assembly line.
Yes. And it's like, you don't need to do that. You got your loaf of bread. I got my loaf of bread. You got your pack of meat. I got my pack of meat. You got your cheese. I got my cheese. Let's.
So when I see her doing that, I said, okay, she's not going to outdo me with this. And she already had a head start on me. You know, she would dip, 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 dip. I tore up all the, opened up the bag, pulled my bags out with the bread. It got my meat, and I did my own assembly line. And I was doing my head. I said, all right, we got this. Jared was like, you need some music, Mom? I said, I don't know. We almost done this roof. We almost done this loaf. And it was like, and then I realized, and that made me a little more even emotional, because I knew there were times when I didn't know when my next sandwich was coming. And I was about to make a sandwich for someone who didn't eat. And I remember when I made my sandwich for my uncle before he passed. And I didn't know he was about to pass. And he was like, make me a grilled cheese sandwich. And I was like, what? He's like, make me a grilled cheese sandwich. I'm not making no grilled cheese sandwich. He said, make me a grilled cheese sandwich. He said, I'm going to wait for you to make me a grilled cheese sandwich. And I'm going to tell you how to make it. He told me how to make it. I made it. And after he ate it, he said that was the best grilled cheese sandwich I ever ate. I said, it was, Uncle Bobby. He was like, yes, it was. I said, I'm going to make it again. He said, remember how to make it. And I think it was 2 days later, he died. And I remember all he wanted me to do was make him a sandwich. So you probably like, okay, y'all, what did they have to do with anything? You never know when a person needs you or why they need you. Just do it. Just do it. I mean, there's a songwriter. I understand daily why my pastor picked this song. And y'all know who he is. I always boast to brag about him all the time. James Moore Sr. It's like my Zion. Don't you have your parents? The song is, we'll understand it better by and by. As time goes along, we'll start to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But you know, Shay said something here. Shay said that you're amazing for going out and giving such a humble movement. Keep pushing. And that's what we're here to say tonight. Because of what happened, we're now encouraged to do something else. And we're asking you guys, can you do it? Are you willing to do it? And most of all, when you do it, do you have to tell somebody you did it, or do you need some lights to show you off? Because if that's the case, this is where I come and say, don't do it.
That's right.
Don't do it. If you need lights, you need applause, and you need some type of notification or something to identify what you did, don't do it.
Do you want to know what that reminds me of, Sean? It reminds me of, there was I don't even remember if it was like a meme, or maybe it was with the guy giving the money to the homeless person, but was taking a picture as he was doing it. And it's like, don't do it. You know, don't, if you're going to do it just to show that you are doing it, don't do it. So today there was no pictures taken. There was none of that, because this was from the heart. This was us coming and being ready and willing to serve. So I was just so happy and so excited that my family, you guys always jump in with my little crazy stuff and just be like, all right, Val, what are we doing? Come on. So I'm just so grateful, you know, that you guys are always, you know, ready to definitely help. And the unknown, Tent City is unknown. You know, you don't know what you're going to walk into when you go down there. And it was just a very humbling experience. And yeah, just being able to go from saying we're serving 70 to being able to serve 80 because we had left over, we had some extras, was absolutely amazing because the extras was for the ones who probably saw us when we were on the 30th bag but could not make it over in time. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Oh, Shay says, yes, be a blessing to all. You never know or understand why God places you in an environment or atmosphere. Just be humble and give from your heart always. Did I tell y'all that Shay's my best friend? Oh.
Yes, you did. And you can tell. But yes, you know, but I also wanted to say to you, Val, it's not that you did anything crazy. This is what we was created to do. And I'm just glad that I was able to be a part to do it. You know, there's sometimes people can't do things they want to do. You know, they're not allowed to be able to. But, you know, sometimes you don't have to give financially. You can give your time. Like, you may not have been able to make a sandwich, but you could have been there to give out the sandwiches.
Yes.
Or you could have been the one to tell the people in the area, there's food down the street. Come down. Or you could have posted it. Hey, some people is going down and giving them free food down on G Street. If you're in the area, go. You know, passing the word, telling somebody. It does not cost to be nice. Mm-hmm. It does not cost to be nice. I'm going to say it again. It does not cost to be nice.
I agree. Because we all have to work together. Like, mm-hmm. And that showed. We all worked together. We all did, you know, our part. So, you know, even if it was just like you said, Sean, that one person who said, well, I can't give anything right now, but I'm going to pray y'all safely while you guys are going. You're covering the atmosphere while mm-hmm. we're going out. You know, like you're covering us, but you're already giving charge, you know, but before we even get there, you know, and those that, you know, not this time, but next time I will. You guys are already being the diligent sower and planting the seed. Baby needs love. I'm sorry. Yeah, being the one that's planting, you know, planting the seed, and that just dates back to the diligent sower, no matter mm-hmm. what they sell. Nikia, Miss Monet is in the building.
Well, hello, Miss Monet. Happy belated birthday. I believe I'm a couple of weeks late. Hello to you. We miss you over here. That's Miss Muzzle Off in the house, y'all. And you know, I sat there for a long time and said, had it not been me, had it not been for the grace of God, that could be me.
Yes.
And then I sat there and I even evaluated some more. Some of us be complaining about the rooms that we sit in, the house that we're sitting in. But here somebody don't even have nowhere to sit in and they wish they did. And here we complaining about, oh, I can't keep this and I need to have that. It makes you reevaluate you as a person. Like I told Val, I said, I can miss a meal. And the money that I would have used to buy me something to eat, I could put that to the side and hold it until we do this again and buy somebody else something else. Because if you spend $20 will buy you a pound of meat and some water and a loaf of bread, and that serves about 25 people. I'm just saying something, y'all.
Hey, Ashley. Ashley is here. Welcome, Ashley. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you were able to get the shout. Listen, anybody and everybody, we're asking you to do a blast right now, because what we're about to ask of us, the people, to do, you can either say no, or you can pass this on to somebody who's willing to say yes. You probably can't say yes, but you may know somebody who can. And what we're doing is because of the experience of watching those people today and turning corners and seeing people were, this is the, if you just coming in, Val said they are called the city that they forgot. It's a city within a city, and they forgot about these people. They're tent people. They live in a tent. And it's cold outside. And it's a disease out there.
You know, one of the things that I absolutely love is how humble and how appreciative they was for, for next to, for what we think is next to nothing. You know, they were so appreciative and they were so happy, and you know, it was just awesome.
Respectful. They was respectful. When I tell you they was respectful, y'all, they was respectful.
See, that's the stigma. They, people automatically think that they're nasty and they're ignorant because of their environment, but they're not. You know, the addicts entity, and like I said, I've been on all aspects, y'all. I went from you know, being the intake worker to help fight them in, to fighting with the insurance company to give them more time. They have respect. They're in their right minds. But because the disease of addiction is so real and people refuse to acknowledge it, these people are then pushed to one part of the city and forgotten about and left to just left to themselves. But they're very respectful. And if you talk to some of them, they're smart. They're educated people. Things just happen. And at any given moment, we are at a blink of an eye to where we're in the same situation. And a blink of an eye to where we have nothing to eat today. And a blink of an eye to where we don't have any heat or, you know, just nowhere to lay our heads and unknown, you know? So I'm just great. I'm just beyond grateful for the opportunity. Beyond grateful for us just to be out there. A smile goes a long way, and they see you smiling under those masks. Don't think people can't see them eyes pop up underneath that mask when you were smiling, and that's all they need. And all they needed and all they wanted us to say was, stay warm. Would you like something to eat? Would you like another sandwich? Would you like, and it's like, I could get another one? Yes. Would you like another sandwich? And she, plenty of times Sean said, well, do you want one for later on tonight? You're like, would you like another, you know, would you like another sandwich to go with you later on tonight? And, you know, because guess what? Tonight is not, a meal is not promised to them tonight.
No, it's not. And, you know, again, we're not here to judge anybody because you, and we tell you not to judge. You don't know why a person is why they, who they are. You don't know what happened. You don't know what culture created the within. And as a result of it, you don't know why they're there. Some people, like she said, you know, I recall a person because their credit was bad and they missed rent. And because of that, they ended up where they are on the street. And they just waiting for an opportunity, a chance. And driving around those streets and making those wrong turns, I realized they weren't wrong turns at all. They was turns of places that I needed to see. It was faces that I needed to see that in order to know what we're going to do next. Because all of you know, once I see something, it just pops to say, okay, we need to do something. We can't, this can't just be a one-time experience. And that's what we're ready to do. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we ask you guys, when do we stop saying that is, there is nothing, you know, that I have nothing to do with me? And when do we step up? We're ready to tell you when we're about to step up. So can y'all stay right here and we'll be right back? Ladies, can we go take a break?
Sure.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. I said, Shala. Come on, y'all say.
Come on, y'all say. And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world.
So yes, we are back, and we're speaking about our experience today and what took place down in Philadelphia. And it's not just in Philadelphia, but it's everywhere. So what we're asking and what we're about to say is, so sometimes we see a problem, we don't have more solutions. We always can point out all the different problems. But my pastor said, if you're going to talk about a problem, then you need to also have a pocket with a solution too, or at least an idea to resolve.
That's right.
We can't stop this homelessness. We can't change their situation, but we can help a little bit towards them bearing their situation. So us at TKBSES Productions have come up with, once a month, we're going to go back to those streets. And we want people to be able to go down to your streets. If you want to partner with us, that's fine. But again, like we said, it's not just in Philadelphia. It's not just in Kensington. It's in West Philadelphia. It's in North, South, East. It's everywhere. So wherever you may be, you may want to take suit of seeing what we have done, and you may want to do the same thing too. And we need to be able to stop saying, this has nothing to do with me. Because in the event that somebody encounters me and do something to me as a result of them being who they are, I don't want it to be that had I just done something to help that person, they probably wouldn't be here causing this problem.
Right.
We need to start being a little more eyed open and wide open to what we are here for, what we're really here for.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be going once a month. We're going to be feeding the homeless, wherever the homeless may be. And if you know of a location that needs food, tell us.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that.
If you know anybody that's giving out food that needs to know where to deliver food to, tell us and we will get stations set up. Because it's time for us to turn away from our wicked ways. Which one of our wicked ways is selfness? We're only thinking about ourselves. That's one wickedness. And by us being who we are in the nature, we need to use our inside and bring it out and say, you know what? This is the part I'm going to play. So us as a family here, we have been convicted by what we've seen today. And we're going to now move forward. And this is how we're stepping up. We're going to feed the hungry. You may say, I can't feed them, but I know some dollar stores where I can give me some socks and I can get some gloves and we could pack that in their bag. So somebody may say, there may be some wipes needed. How about we send y'all some wipes? We could say that too. Somebody may say, I can't do nothing, but I can tell you a street and I can be there and get it. We will make sure we have somebody that has something there for you to give out to that area. But it works together to do this. And we don't need no lights. We don't want you to do lights. We just want you to pass the word, and we just want us to now step up as a people and do something. I don't know. That's just the way I think.
Well, no, it's not just you, because the ones who are out in the streets, the ones who are out here that is given, they do the same thing, and it starts small. Right behind us on the other side of the street, they were giving out donuts and pretzels and hot chocolate, and they were just as crowded. When you're hungry and someone has something, you are definitely going over to get what it is that they, you know, that what it is that they have. How can they assist me for what it is that I need at this present time? So definitely, you know, whatever it is, whatever you guys have or whatever area that you guys know, please let us know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got to go back for a minute. That Mr. Ashley Scott, he's a whole mess. And yeah, you was summoned. Just like you summoned us. And I am not the songstress. I'm the pianoist. That's an inside backdrop joke, y'all. Y'all had to be here to understand it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, good evening, Mr. Joel Cheese. So, you know, why do we have to wait for a feed, a farm aid, or feed the homeless, or do they still do the commercials where they used to say, you know, for 35 cents, you can feed 17 children in Africa? Do they still do that?
Yeah, they still have those commercials.
I'm quite sure they do.
Yeah, they come on late at night, but they do have them.
I think we need our own commercial. For a dollar, you can help us to feed 25 people. I think sounds about right, right?
What, for a dollar?
Yeah, because think about it. I have 5,000 friends. Mm-hmm. So if my friends, maybe half of them, a quarter of them, maybe even 9% of them, give me a dollar, you know that we'll be able to do something. We will be able to do something every month for mm-hmm. a year for these people. Mm-hmm. A dollar.
For these people?
Yeah, they're not for these people.
They're not these people.
Yeah.
No, for the people. Did I say these?
Yeah.
I didn't mean these. For the people. And I'm not just talking about one center of area. Because I need you to understand, at some point, do you feel inclined to move? No? Yes? Talk to me.
Well, it's a lot of people out there that's inclined to move. They a lot of organizations that's feeding everybody and throughout the city. It's a lot of individuals that's not tied to any organization that's doing it. It's just about knowing who you know, spreading the word. Being connected with people, because I know a lot of people who do this every day. They do this from like their 9 to 5 after their regular 9 to 5. So this is things that people are out here doing. It's just not, everybody's not exposed to it. So that's where everyone, they don't tell the story of, hey, I have a girlfriend who does this every first Saturday of the month. You don't want to go, because everybody, mm-hmm. they don't know, or they don't want to go. So some people feel they don't want to be committed to it because it's just one day. And they don't want to be judged to say, you know what, if I can't come next month, would you be mad at me? You know, or I don't want to commit. Then what? People do that. Or people get so hyped and excited from their experiences that they want to keep doing it and doing it and doing it until they burn themselves out. And then they say, well, you know what, if I can't come, what's going to happen?
Right.
So different people fall into different categories because life happens. You know, they have the intent is there. The drive is there. The resource is there. You know, it's just like what Pastor always says, that is Christ was radical. You know, he wasn't one that was in the box. He was radical. So anything that we do is going to be a radical experience. It's going to be the unknown. It's going to be the when it happens. Like, you know what? One morning we just get up, no plan, no. Just get up, everybody meet me at one spot, and boom, let's do this. And you don't have to plan it. You know, some people do it that way. And some people say, you know what? I can do things other way. I don't want to be outside giving out the food, but like you said, I can be in the background helping you. I can give you money. I can find the locations. Or I know somebody who's also doing this. I'll give you their phone number. I'll give you their address. You can meet up with them, and then you guys can collab that way. And that's enough. And sometimes just because a person's face is not out there doing it doesn't mean that it's not being done. Or because you don't see somebody on that particular corner doesn't mean that they're not at another corner doing it.
Right. I definitely agree. And one thing that a lot of things, just to piggyback off of with Ray, because we're, you know, I'm connected to an outreach church, and that is what we do. We focus on outreach and going out. There's a lot of people that I am connected with that just say, every second Tuesday, this is what I'm doing. Every third Thursday, mm-hmm. this is what I'm doing. But the thing about that is we just have to make sure that we stay connected with those people so then we can post that information so we can have something every day. Just like we say, every day there is an experience. Every day mm-hmm. there is a place where you can go if you are in need. Every day there is a place where you can get something. We just have to continue to work with the people and find those things and just make sure we post them, because it's mm-hmm. up to us to inform the people. And it just takes away, it takes so much pressure away from the person that's doing it on Tuesday. If they have 17 other people saying on Tuesday, this is what I'm, you know, this is what this person is doing. And every fourth Saturday, TKBSDS Productions is going to be here, and this is what they're doing. It's all about word of mouth. And how does good and bad things travel? By word of mouth.
Yep. And with that being said, that means we're going to ask if you can all pass it on. And when you pass it on, make sure you pass it to us as well so that we can pass it on. Because like Val said, it's just a model. It's like, you know what? It goes even closer. Remember them little tracks that they used to get? And I believe they still get? Somebody would throw it and be like, they don't want it. And you may happen to be sitting down and you see the track and you open it. You never know where that seed may land on good soil. The farmer says it, that's scripture. When we throw the seeds out there, they're landing, and when they reach good soil, a harvest will come. So what we're basically saying is somebody's having a famine in their life. So why don't we be like the farmer and throw out some seeds? Help us throw out some seeds. If you know somebody or you heard somebody, send us the information, post it. We have an inbox. You can even email it to us. And if you don't know what our email is, it's as simple as our name. You can't find the program number. You know the name of our show, the No BS Duo Show. Not the N-O, but the K-N-O-W, BS Duo Show at gmail.com. Email us. Hey, they're doing food at this street. We will quickly make sure that we share it, and we share it throughout all the locations that we share it. Because look, if you find a good deal and a good place to eat, don't you tell it?
That's right. If you wear that good shirt, don't you tell it?
If you find that good sale on Amazon, don't you share it?
If somebody got smart with you while you were in their establishment and they was nasty, don't you tell it?
If somebody just did you wrong, period, won't you just write a review about it?
So why not do the same to let everyone know in your specific area? This is not only catered to the Philadelphia area, because this is something that's nationwide. So if you're in Jersey, if you're in Delaware, if you're in Minnesota, if you're in Oklahoma, if you're in Omaha, if you're in Mississippi, let us know and give us that information, because you never know who is watching any of the TKBSDS production experiences. It could be like, in my hometown, I didn't even know that church did that on Thursdays. Let me go head over and let me see what it is that I can get. Or let me go over and let me volunteer. That is how we bring the people together. And that is how the body works. There's an arm, there's legs, there's eyes, there's ears. We all work together. So we all play our part, guys, and making sure that we are taking care of each other, because guess what? Nobody's going to take care of us but us.
And we look better on us anyway.
And when people, and when you say us, that doesn't mean just people that look like us.
That doesn't mean
that's
us.
Everybody across the board, because this affects everybody. It affects all colors. It affects men, women, children. It affects everybody.
That's right, because guess what?
And thank you for saying it, Marie, because we don't want people to think that we're just talking about us, because we're not.
A lot of times they do, because when they hear that and they look at the face, they don't hear what you just said. They just see three women in a box and they say, oh, they just talk about women. And they say us, talk about us, women. It's like, no, we're talking about everybody in general, because it's not just us here. It's across the board.
Because guess what? Today, who we fed did not look just like us. And that's the point.
In the tenth city, just to give a little history of it, I don't know if you guys did this in the beginning of the show. The individuals that's in the tenth city, they also were the same ones that was living around the art museum a couple years ago. They also was the ones that was living under 13th Street and Market, 13th and Market by the L, by City Hall. And for some reason, someplace, when the city decided to start building up different places and hotels and more residential areas, making it more prevalent to college kids, somebody or bodies decided to move all the individuals from one spot to another spot. So it looked like they was cleaning up the city of Philadelphia. And it appeared that they were opening additional shelters to put individuals in, but that wasn't the case. They just moved them along to different areas. And every time we vote for somebody to come into office, this particular group of people don't get mentioned within that time frame. They're just focused on, we're bettering the schools, we're bettering the district, we're bettering the community, but they're not talking about how they're bettering the community. We're talking about the middle class, we're talking about the upper class. But these individuals who are affected the most by this, they got together, which was word of mouth, and they said, hey, this is where we're going to go. This is where I stay. Nobody bothers me over here. You can come over here. It's a lot of space. It's a lot of room. And that's how Tent City got built, because it was word of mouth. So that same energy that someone who had nothing took, that's the same energy you need somebody who has a lot more to just be word of mouth to say, hey, it's a group of people right here in the city of Philadelphia that's needs help, that needs resources, and it's not just food, you know, additional resources. And then some people, when you do go down there and you don't have any food, they just talk to you. And they have a lot of interesting stories to tell you of how they got to that point. They don't mind telling their story, sharing their story. Some people have, they're like veterans, and they went to war, and they came back, and they didn't have the resources, so they was put out. And they lived there. You have some people who was addicted to different drugs, different alcohols, and they were there. You have some people who just lost their job, and they were there. You have some people who had a house fire, and they was there. So when you look at the situation, you don't look at it just to say, oh, these are people who are just mental ill or people that are sick. There's a lot of different groups that is right there in Tent City that needs additional help. You never know. It could be Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They have an event once a month where they give clothes to people. So they have the interviews, and they have outfits to wear to the interview. That same group of people come from Tent City, and they're trying to get an interview so they can get a job, so they can get back in the house. And sometimes the housing PHA, they also have different events to where you come out and learn about credit building. Those same individuals that's there, they also go to those same events because they want to go to PHA so they can get housing, so they can get funding for the housing. So I don't want people to think that Tent City is just the underprivileged people. No, there are different makes and models. I'm saying makes and models and backgrounds right there in that city of Philadelphia, where it's the forgotten city. So I want to need everybody to play their part to help that forgotten city no longer be forgotten and to be a part of the city.
Yeah, I was saying that to Shauna while we were out there. You know, I said, once, you know, gentrification took place, they moved the people from Center City. They moved the people from the art museum. They moved the people, and they moved them into that specific area and just left mm-hmm. them there. So, and you're so right. You know, Tent City is not just people who are addicts, or not just people who are alcoholics, who, you know, not just people who have some sort of mental issues. Reese said it best. It's all walks of people. But guess what happened? They work together. How can you not have much, and yet you're saying, hey, come on over here. You know, we work together. We love on each other here. We're all in the same, you know, type of situation. But yet we can't have four people who can skip eating out for a week, come together and say, listen, y'all, we're not going to eat out this week, and we're going to put our money together, and we're going to go down there, and we're going to do what it is that we have to do. You know, it's mm-hmm. if you want to say, you know, they being the brother's keeper and things of that nature, you know, they show that. They show that that's what they are. They show that that's what they do, and they show that that's what they have. Because even though they don't have anything, they're still willing to share their resources and to share what it is that they have with each other. So mm-hmm. if we can learn anything from anybody, we need to learn it from them.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's always said that it's always a detrimental situation that usually is the awakening of something. So I will believe that this was something that was awakening for us, because some of us didn't know. Some of us didn't know, and we probably were sitting on, well, what can I do? sometimes you just got to sit still and it will be told to you what you can do. Mm-hmm. It took for me to be blocked in my car to keep looking around and seeing things until once I realized what it was that he was trying to tell me is when the door opened where I could get out and go now do what it is that he wanted me to do. And that was to tell y'all to tell about what we are about to do. And it's not an I situation because I is not in team. It's not about me situation because it's not M-E, it's E-M. So what am I saying? Let's just team up and let's do this together. Just do it together. Because somebody sometime in our life did it for us. Mm-hmm. I know somebody did it for me. Because there was a many a day, I don't know how those blocks of cheeses got in our freezers, but somebody did something so that we was able to get those boxes of cheese. Y'all know what box of cheese I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The one that we had to get that big knife. The one we had to get that big knife and really like go down and made the best macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. And in my case, it made the best cheese grill sandwich for my uncle. You know, we're not trying to guilt trip nobody. I don't want nobody to think we're guilt tripping you and doing anything.
Well, I don't think that we're guilt tripping because here's the thing, you know, it costs nothing to share. It costs nothing for us to share our experience and to talk about it. And these are things that people don't want to talk about. So sometimes you have to have the uncomfortable conversation. And this is a comfortable conversation. So rather people are like, oh, I don't want to cut, you know, let me cut it off because I don't want to hear it. There is someone who was going to listen, but rather they, you know, choose to listen or rather they choose to move forward and take any type of initiative in this for the next month or the previous months, it's still going to happen.
It is. Just so like this. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. So, you know, it's definitely still going to happen and the need is going to still be met. So this is just having the uncomfortable conversation. And sometimes people don't want to have those conversations, but you have to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. We have to say, ouch, and grow. We're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Just like we're not going to go nowhere. We're going to be right back because we're going to play these commercials. Okay. We'll be right back because somebody's watching the watch and I think I'm doing pretty good. So I'll be right. We'll be right back, y'all. Be right back.
How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment. With Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network. Jazz on the Pike. Illusion.
403 West Baltimore Pike, Clifton Heights, PA 19018. Reservations are recommended.
Hosted by Andrea M. Jackson.
If you want to create a drop, release your new song with a pop, do you need an exciting intro for your video, promote your business, products, or shows, contact us for customized digital video packages. For more details, email us at tkbsds.org@gmail.com.
Yes, Jazz on the Pike. I'm trying to tell you guys, I went there last week. Beautiful, 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 newly renovated location. My goodness. It was like, you ever walked out, you were in a location outside, and when you walked inside, like you went to a total different place,
mm-hmm.
a different planet. Well, that's what Jazz in the Pike is. It gives you that grown and sexy lounge, laid back, good music, good food experience, live band. So when you get the opportunity, if you're looking for a place to go on Thursday nights, make sure you check out Jazz on the Pike and make sure that you have your mask with the $15 cover charge. You will not regret it. Matter of fact, you'll thank us even. And don't forget, contact us anytime if you need any of our services, because we are here to serve you. Well, guys, I think that was about it for our showcase for this evening, our experience and what we experienced today. I hope someone inclined to do the same. And even if you don't want to do it with us, you may just want to do it by yourself. You may just say, you know what? I think I'm going to go down here and just give a couple of dollars to a couple of people to do some things for some people by myself. Do that too. The point of it was just to encourage someone else to just be nice to someone else that's in need of your help. And you never know what you do for a person, how long that will go. Because I guarantee you, that man may not remember me, but I'm going to definitely remember my football guy that lives on G Street. For sure. Yeah. Is there anything anybody else want to say?
I just want to thank you guys again for being so open to definitely do this with me, to get. You know, sometimes we're just like, you know, I don't know, because, you know, this extra bit of money can last me until I get paid. You know, I don't know if I want to, but I just thank you guys. I thank you guys for your prayers. I thank you guys for being like, okay, Val, what are we doing? I want to thank you guys so much, you know, just giving your time. So I just pray blessings back over you guys 10,000-fold. For just opening up your hands. And our motto always continues to stand, right? Like, may the favor of God continue to rest upon us. May he continue to establish the work of our hands. And I live by that motto. And I live by that. And I'm like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Even if it's just a prayer. What do you want me to do? Because our gifts make room for us. And if our gifts is being servants and we're constantly serving and serving, then before we know it, you know, we proclaim land in our work and in our moving.
Y'all know we did not acknowledge baby tonight. And every time we have an experience, we have to acknowledge not our mascot, but our baby. Our family edition. She has to come in and say hello and make her
always. So I just thank you guys like so much for just being there and just being there with me. It meant a lot for you guys to be there in spirit and to be there in person. You know, it means a lot when you tell people. For one, we're really like new. You know, guys, even though we do talk to each other a lot, even though, you know, we haven't known each other for like years, 8, 9, 10 yeah. years. No, we have not. But I promise you guys, I've known them my whole life.
Yes.
Without even knowing who they were. There is certain people that is designed for you. There's certain people that is just waiting for you. And out of the littlest time that we have known each other, we have experienced so, so much together. Just glory to God and all of that, and just always being willing to be a vessel. So I just thank you guys for just allowing me to be a part of this, and for you guys entering into my world of serving, what it is that I love to do so much.
So, all I got to say,
I love you all.
All I got to say is thank you. You've always been a covering over us from the first time you covered my back with my shirt. And we've been covering each other ever since. And don't ever think you'd be like, okay, oh God, Val, what now? Because I don't think nobody make y'all roll your eyes more than I do. When I'm like, all right, y'all, we're gonna do this. Y'all be like, oh, here she go again. So like minds work together for the good of what our purpose is for. So again, thank you for bringing this to our attention, because we can't very well be a benefit or do what it is that we're supposed to do if we're not listening out for our assignments. And that was definitely an answer assignment. And I know that God was pleased with us today. And we are pleased with you for coming through this evening. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Coming in. And we understand that we left y'all with a very good question. And it's like what my pastor and my deacon, my Sunday school teacher would say, you don't have the answer. Don't tell me. Don't tell me your answer. You keep it to yourself and you act accordingly. is what I tag onto it. So the question of the day was, and still is, when do you stop saying, it's not my problem? And when do you step up? You ain't got to answer me. Just ask yourself that. And then see if you could be convicted to answer the question, if you haven't already done it yourself. But you don't have to answer to me. Not at all. Not even about me at this point. But what is about me is about the business of what we were created to do, and that's our purpose. So, Bree, you got anything you want to say?
Nope, you guys covered it all.
All right, guys. So, Lovely is supposed to have a guest tomorrow. So, check out Lovely at her new time. So that means you got to keep it, stay tuned. You got to follow, like, and share the No BS Duo Facebook page. But you know what? I can't never do justice with it. So I'm going to leave it in the hands of our hospitality department and let them tell you about it.
Guys, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. We thank you for being here. We thank you for listening to and chiming in on the heart question, those questions that's so hard for us to answer. And we thank you for being here. Remember, we are streaming live right now on all of our YouTube channels. No matter which one you are watching, we are there. Just make sure you guys say hello. And we are also under social media. You're in the know. That is the KNOWBS Duo Show. You're also coming in under the Sister chat. And to all of my vibers, thank you guys so much for coming in. And our .com is up and running, uncut, unmute. We did not get cut today, but thank goodness it's there. TKBSDSProductions.com. And don't forget that we have a podcast. We are streaming on all major podcast apps. No matter what your favorite one is, we are there. We thank you guys so much for being here. We say be blessed, stay warm, and continue to have those uncomfortable conversations. Sean?
But when Sean ain't never ready. I guess that means good night from us to you. And remember, if no one ever told you, we did, because we got the know to tell you brutally sweet about it all. So good night, and we love you.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Oh, and good night, baby.